Stark, this is dictating on Maria McLaurin. Maria, MARIA. McLaurin is MCLAURIN. M as in Mary. MCLAURIN. N as in Nancy. Maria McLaurin. Date of birth 7/26/65. And date of visit was 10/24/25. 10/24/25. Please make copy for Timothy Quinn, M.D. Timothy, T-I-M-O-T-H-Y, Quinn, Q-U-I-N-N. Timothy Quinn, M.D. Next paragraph. Dear Timothy, thank you for sending Maria McLaurin for primary evaluation. Next paragraph. History of present illness. This is a 60-year-old female who has had a past history for diabetes and hyperlipidemia. Was recently sent for recently sent for evaluation of a neck mass with IV contrast period. The CT neck done on 8/20/25 showed no significant lesion in the thyroid or other parts of the neck, but there was a spiculated mass in the right upper lobe. Seven by 13 millimeters in diameter, and was suspicious for malignancy. The patient, however, denies any shortness of breath but has an occasional cough. She has had some weight loss up to 7 pounds in the past 6 months. And she has had a hearing problem. The patient works as an assistant nurse in the intensive care unit. She has had no fevers or chills or night sweats. There is no recent chest CT to compare. Next paragraph, her past history. The patient's past history includes history of C-section, history of diabetes mellitus, and history for hyperlipidemia. She also had a cholecystectomy in March of 2017 and denies history of chronic lung disease. Next paragraph, habits. The patient denies smoking, but has been exposed to secondhand smoke from her parents. And she denies alcohol use. Next paragraph. Allergies to penicillin and pollen and dust. Next paragraph, family history. Father had a history of heart disease. Mother died of lung cancer. Next paragraph. Medalist. Jardiance 10 milligrams daily. Glipizide 10 milligrams, 2 tabs BID. Protonics 40 milligrams daily. Atorvastatin 10 milligrams a day. Next, system review. The patient has had some weight loss and fatigue. She has cataracts, no glaucoma. She has hoarseness and no wheezing. She has coughing spells and no shortness of breath. And she has no urinary frequency, flank pains, but has eczema and skin rash. Denies any abdominal pain, rectal bleeding, or diarrhea. She has arm pain, no jaw pain or palpitations, no leg swelling. She has no depression or anxiety. And no easy bruising. She has some joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has headaches and numbness in the extremities and no seizures. No memory loss. She has skin rash with itching. Next, paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built middle-aged white female is alert, no acute distress. No pallor rictus, cyanosis, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure, 125/80, pulse is 72, respiration 16, temperature 97.6, weight is 116, saturation 98. HEND are non-phthalic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Next, upper limb bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Breath sounds diminished to the basis with no wheezes or crackles on either side. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, no lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes are 1+, with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1 is right upper lobe. Lung mass etiology undetermined. Number 2 is diabetes mellitus. Number 3 is hyperlipidemia. And next paragraph, plans, the patient has been advised to get a chest CT. I'm sorry, advised to get a PET CT. And a complete pulmonary function study. The patient also was advised to use Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPRN. A CBC, complete metabolic profile to be done. And a follow-up evaluation will be arranged in 4 weeks. The patient may need to have a CT-guided needle biopsy of the right upper lobe lung mass. We'll make an addendum after the PET CT is available. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Timothy Quinn, MD. Thank you, Dr. Souza.